Hi, my name is Christine Bunch, and welcome to the show Uncensored in Smithville. I have a special guest here today, or rather, I'm her special guest here in a live recording studio. Her name is Lizzie Sparks, and she has a podcast that is literally nationwide. So for me to be here doing a podcast that's Uncensored in Smithville, a local rural town, we are talking to a live podcaster that does her podcast nationwide. Lizzie?
My name is Lizzie Sparks, and I am part of a national podcast called Cancel This. I am not the main host. The main host is Vic Faust, but I co-host along with Eric Johnson, and it is called Cancel This, cancelthisshow.com. And it really started out when all of us, particularly Vic, had been canceled. And today in our society, everyone seems to be canceled. If you speak up, whether you're right, you're left, whether you're political, not political, if you have an opinion and someone's opinion is different than yours, they want to shut you up. And so we invite people on that have an opinion. They don't even have to agree with us. And we tend to be a little right of center, but just because we're a little right of center, people call us the conservative podcast, but we're truly not. We are people that want to hear everyone's opinion. We want to hear if you've been canceled, why you've been canceled, and we just want to let people have a voice.
Yes. Well, thank you for letting me be here.
I'm glad you're here.
I've experienced some of the same online, the shaming, the bashing, yes. The fake profiles come up, the private messages, the weird phone calls, all of the above.
Yes. I've had all of those that you're saying. And sometimes those weird phone calls are people that you end up knowing, but you didn't know they did it.
Right.
That's just so bizarre in this day and age. Didn't you like it better when you could like prank phone call somebody? But now you can always find out who did it.
That's right.
Always find out.
That's right. It was what, *67 back in the day?
Yes. Now you can't be anonymous because you can figure it out.
No, although I do wish we could track IP addresses. That would be kind of cool.
That's true. That would be kind of cool.
So what a trip coming here today. I mean, literally, I just got off a vacation, went to California, recharged. It was great. And driving here from Kansas City, I've never in my life seen a semi on the other side of the 4-lane highway lose a tire, and that tire came at me.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
If I didn't have a decent SUV, I could have probably not made it here tonight. So
did it hit you?
No, plug BMW. Yes, you are the ultimate driving machine because I was going 65 miles an hour and I literally was able to swerve. It was like I was a snake.
Wow.
And I literally missed the tire altogether. And my heart was racing the whole way
here. I bet it was.
Because I was just like, if it would have hit, because the tire was going so fast across the median, across the grass, right at me. I mean, I couldn't even believe the tire was coming.
That is scary.
It was scary.
I might have peed in my pants.
Yeah, my heart was palpitating the whole entire time here. So I'm glad to be here.
Literally, it's like a miracle that you were here.
So talk about even objects are trying to cancel this.
Yes. Somebody really didn't want you here to say what you're about ready to say.
No, and I'm just like, thank goodness that I do have a nice vehicle
that was able to move like that.
So I'm definitely happy to be here. Really honored, actually. I've watched your podcast. You're absolutely amazing. And so learning from the best, hopefully I can do okay in my little local town.
Well, that was way too big. I'm certainly not the best.
I've watched you.
I'm really new at this too, pretty much.
200 under your belt. This is number two for me.
Good for you. You got to start somewhere.
Yes.
And you're much better at two than I was at two. Good for you. Good for you.
Well, you're making it easy here in this beautiful studio. You know, you said some things in your intro that just struck a chord with me. And, you know, I believe right is right, wrong is wrong, and nobody's above the law. Mm-hmm. And I've been speaking that for a long time. And it seems like the more that I'm being told to be quiet, it's almost like I get just a little bit louder. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking at the podiums at our city council meetings or committee member meetings or, you know, I'm starting a local newspaper.
Good for you.
It is going to be called Smithville News.
Love it. Smithville. That just sounds like the all-American Midwest town. Love that name.
It's pretty awesome. I went to high school there. And as a kid, I just remember those family dinner tables that I could show up at their door, knock, 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 I'm hungry. And they would feed me. And so those residents are now what I consider legacy residents.
Oh, legacy residents. I like the sound of that.
And so I try to take care of them in my little way behind the scenes that's not even documented. And they know who they are. So they took care of me as a kid. And I just think that the next generation, that's what we're supposed to do. And so a lot of thing that's happening in the city sometimes does affect the senior citizens. And so I try to be a voice for them. And in fact, that's the whole entire reason I even got into standing at the podium in front of the city council members. I advocate in a nonprofit for women, kids, and pets fleeing domestic violence.
Aww.
And sometimes I help the elderly that have been financially abused. And there was a alderman and real estate agent that actually breached a real estate contract. And without going into it, because there is litigation, I found her an attorney and they are litigating that. So we'll let the powers that be figure that out. But that's how I got involved, is I started advocating for somebody and I stood at the podium telling the alderman, there's a contract here. Do you not see that it's only supposed to be single family homes?
Mm-hmm.
And they rezoned it from agriculture, which is fine because that's normally what you do when you're going to do a residential development, but they rezoned it from agricultural to single family homes and multifamily.
Yeah. Have you noticed the uptick in Smithville of apartments or multifamilies going up? Are you guys safe from that?
Allegedly, and I am going to research this further because I'd like to see the documents, but somebody has told me that at once upon a time, there was a moratorium in Smithville for apartment buildings. Now, I need to research that further. That's something that was just freshly given to me. But no, as of right now, they are not building them. They're trying to. That's what this recent TIF was. They have, they're trying to do an 85 apartment building.
Wow. Okay.
It just recently got approved. So it could be on the forefront of that happening. We're still trying to fight behind the scenes on some of the things that were just recently passed. But I think the powers that be are going to possibly squash that because I don't think the banks are interested, is what I've been hearing.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Even with it being passed recently, the TIF was recently passed, I think the investors and or banks are saying a little too risky in a rural town.
Got it. Yeah, so, I would figure it would be a little risky. I know where I'm from in this area, it would have considered to be rural. Now it's considered small suburban. And in our area, in the county that you're sitting in right now, in the last 2 years, the apartment buildings, from a guest that we had on ours, it was one of our county councilmen, had said the apartment complexes are up 200%. Wow. I was like, what?
Wow.
I researched it after he said it. I knew he wasn't lying, and he's absolutely right.
Wow.
So you almost have to watch what's going on in, like, we're considered small suburb, that it could go out to Smithville. So the fact that you're on top of that is great.
What's your population?
What is the population? I don't know. I'm technically in Darting Prairie, St. Charles County. The population is, I don't know, maybe Joe could figure that out. Joe will figure that. Joe's our producer.
Okay, because we're about 11,000 plus or minus.
Okay, 11,000.
So for somebody to come in and ask for a residential TIF, kind of unheard of.
Right.
I don't think ever, you know, since Smithville was created.
Correct, correct.
John Smith, who...
John Smith.
I think for
literally
Smithville,
John Smith. Smith, yes.
Ville
yes.
Town has ever happened. I mean, there's been a commercial TIF with a little bit of residential in that, but there's a sign in the land. They've never even developed the residential part of that commercial residential TIF. It literally is still sitting there to this day. So why they would approve another residential TIF or a residential TIF with like a little bit of commercial is beyond me.
Yes.
But the voters vote in their council members.
Okay.
And so they need to vote. Everybody in our town, the 11,000 needs to vote. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I can post them later, but not a lot of people vote in Smithville. I mean, I want to say even it's a third. It's really low.
And why is that? It seems like everywhere we go, the voter, even in St. Louis City and in Kansas City and all over Missouri, it's like maybe 23% to 33% that people even get out and vote. But then they complain when things don't happen the way they want.
Right.
That is very good. What you're doing is speaking out and doing a podcast and get it to everyone in Smithville to understand the importance of voting and getting in the people they want.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter who you vote for, just get out and vote.
Correct.
Honestly.
Correct.
I mean, I'll ask for the votes as an alderman, Ward 1, but I still just want people to vote.
Correct. And it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, the smaller the town, it doesn't necessarily, if it's right or it's left, it's what's best for the town. And politics, there's politics in it, but I don't know if it plays more Republican, Democrat as it much as it does the individual.
Well, and here's the thing. It feels like there has been a monopoly and the pendulum has shifted from years ago when they used to say no, no, no at the alderman table to certain developments and buildings and commercial developments. They would say no, that literally the investors back in the day used to have to sue the city prove that they weren't doing anything wrong in order for their vote to turn to yes, because there was a lawyer involved. So it's like the pendulum has shifted all the way from no, 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 or 4-2 no, to 5 out of 6 aldermen saying nothing. You can look at all the videos. Yes, yes, yes. Except the one time they said no. And that was because I was coming up for a volunteer position on the Economic Development Committee.
Wow.
There was a woman named Kelly Koblinski, a former alderman, that stood up and said, show, alderman, show, Christine, that you are not a yes, yes, yes alderman.
Oh, really?
It was the only no I've seen in the last 2 years of sitting in those meetings.
That's interesting. So it shifted from no, and things had to go through much more rigorous details and regulations to now everything's a yes?
Everything's a yes, unless it's somebody like me speaking up and wanting to volunteer and help the committee.
And
or it, community,
the
sorry.
Community. And is on the committee. Because you're a threat to maybe, and I don't mean this disrespectful, but the good old boy coffee clutch, so to speak, and that you might be too progressive for them or what? And I'm not talking about politics progressive, just progressive in the fact that you want a little change and they don't want it.
I don't understand where the right thing has become the unpopular thing to do. I help underprivileged kids and women and people in our community every single day. I speak up on what I see, and that's not popular anymore. I grew up where, like I say over and over, and I'm sorry, right is right, wrong is wrong, and nobody's above the law. So why is everybody walking around bashing me? And and I don't even know if that's, I'm saying I'm progressive. I'm just trying to be honest. And then I try to follow everything up with a public document and proof. So what I speak upon is can be based off a public document. And if somebody says, well, I didn't see a public document on that, let me open up my binder. And let's
and
sit down.
Yes. And you've
and
got
I can
the
explain
documents.
To you. Yes. Explain to you. It's a lot of information.
Well, you know, that could be intimidating to people who haven't done their homework. You've done their homework and you might be asking a question. They simply just don't know the answer. And people don't like to be wrong or look like they have egg on their face. So now you're making them do research and making them do a little bit of homework. And people don't like that.
No, they sure don't. I'm down at the Clay County Recorder's office quite often, and it's public document. And I'm finding so much things that I even am concerned about that I asked somebody down there. I said, am I going to get in trouble if I were to repost these public document? And the woman just said, Christine, they may not like it, but it's public document.
Correct. So you can post away if you want to. And a lot of people don't like that because they could be caught up in something they've done wrong or that they just haven't done or they don't understand.
I'll give you an example. So, and again, backed by public document, anybody can go to Clay County Recorders and look it up. But our mayor had his house purchased by a real estate investor, Jennifer Lang Justice.
Okay, let me get this straight. Okay, so the mayor, he didn't buy the house himself. He had a real estate investor buy it?
No, sorry. She bought his house. So he had a house he was living
in. Gotcha. I misunderstood. Sorry. Yeah. Got it.
I may have said it wrong, but.
No, I probably just
I'm nervous.
No, you're doing great. You wouldn't know. I'm sure I got that wrong.
So thanks for asking that because somebody else might have that same question. No, the mayor and his wife and family were living in a house in Smithville and a real estate agent investor.
Got it.
Jennifer Lang Justice purchased his house. Now, is that illegal? Absolutely not. It's totally allowed. I mean, correct. I'm not saying that that's illegal. It's just interesting that the mayor would have the house purchased by an investor. This investor is pretty savvy with her real estate investments. I believe she has over 100 properties, plus or minus. And so, I mean, she knows what she's doing, and it's with intention. She also was placed on the recent TIF committee.
Oh, how interesting.
So that was with intention.
Correct.
And it's because she has such a voice to talk about real estate. And with this TIF, with her on that committee, the mayor appointed, you know, certain people in our community on that committee. And she voted yes for the TIF. Of course she would, because she's a developer and real estate agent and investor. But isn't it interesting that she bought the mayor's home?
Correct.
Okay. There was an alderman, Kelly Koblinski. She was a current alderman in Ward 3. The same investor, Kelly Koblinski, Jennifer Lang Justice bought Kelly Koblinski's home.
Oh, so now we have a mayor and an alderman that same investor bought both of those properties.
Yes.
Where did they move?
Kelly Koblinski moved out of Ward 3, so she had to step down as alderman.
It's still in Smithville.
Yes, and she moved into Ward 1, which is my ward.
Interesting.
So it's interesting she might be my opponent come April.
And did she know prior to that you were going to run? Before she sold her house?
Probably not. Nobody knew I was going to run. Okay. I didn't even know I was going to get into this. So, so all of that's kind of fallen into place by coincidence. That's for sure on the politics side and who's running who. But the mayor did appoint the coffee shop owner that he lives above. So he lives above the coffee shop owner. He appointed her to replace Kelly Koblinski in Ward 3.
Okay, so it is what I was guessing before, the good old boy mentality going on that happens in almost every town. And I understand it's who you know, not even as much as what you know, it's who you know. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like that's going on. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she has 100 properties in such a small town, that is indicative of what's, for whatever reason, is going on. We talk about this in our national podcast. It's going on all over the United States, that there's only one or two investors in each town that's buying up the town. Mm-hmm. But I bet you if you follow the paper trail, she might be involved in a bigger company. And I won't go into that for a different day.
Oh, with all due respect, can I cuss on here?
You can if you want your listeners to hear the cussing.
With all due respect, Jennifer Lang Justice is a badass.
Got it. In a good way or a bad way?
In business. I don't agree with her.
But she's a badass.
She's a badass.
Okay.
She's a badass. So on one hand, I do respect her. You want to know the irony in this whole thing? Let's back up even a little bit more. When I first got to Kansas City, I was here to help my grandfather. And I bought a house, all right, from a friend of mine in Kansas City. So outside of Smithville, because I had no intentions of going back to Smithville. Like, I was here to help my grandpa, and I was going to go back to California. Long story, got involved with a man, of course.
It's always the man, and for a man, it's always a woman that we either go somewhere or whatever. It's always, and then half the time, it doesn't work out.
And it didn't. It did not work out, but he got me back to Smithville.
Well, that's a good thing.
And back in love with my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
Rekindling with old friends. I started, my own business, that sort of, all that fun, lovey stuff that happened. But
that's good.
But anyway, during that time of me coming back, I would call Alderman Hartman, real estate agent Alderman Hartman. What's going on? Temperature check, this and that. I'm just interested in real estate just as a hobby.
That is interesting. It's good stuff.
It is. It's what's going on? Bada boom, bada bang. This is happening here, that. Hartman used to talk to me all the time. And anyway, when I got in this relationship, I said, hey, I think I need a real estate agent to sell my home. do you want to do it? Well, he says, well, I focus more on blah, 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 but I'll refer you to somebody. And I said, okay, that's great. He referred me to Jennifer Lane Justice.
Got it.
And so this was 2021.
Okay.
So we're going backwards a little bit now.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have talked to a lot of people in Smithville that are real estate agents or aldermen with no like understanding what was even happening. This just kind of all fell together. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lane Justice sold my house in 3 days. So hello.
She's obviously great.
She's great. Yes. She's great. I, as a business person, I'm not going to knock that at all.
Yeah.
How can I?
She's good at her job.
She sold my house in 3 days. I got to move in with my fiance and thought everything was going to be great. But yeah, so, but I got to know her a little bit. She got to know me a little bit. Alderman Hartman, I got to know him a little bit. Fast forward when this thing happened where the woman that was 70 years old needed me.
Got it. Okay.
The contract was that was breached was Hartman, who I respected, who I talked to, who was a Christian. So I'm like, oh, that is that. And I'm like looking at the document and I'm like, oh my gosh, it does say single family mm-hmm. only. What is he doing down at? Okay. Well, we need to go to the alderman meetings. So that's how I kind of got into it. Well, then I started noticing Jennifer Lane Justice is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I also remember a conversation that Alderman Hartman told me once that he respects Jennifer Lane Justice so much that, you know, you kind of like, you pay attention to that. Somebody's like, I don't want to say girl crushing because they're both married with other people,
sure,
but, you know,
sure.
a lot of admiration. I will say that.
Right.
I pay attention to that sometimes. And so I was like, there's more to this. When I started seeing her at a lot of the events, she would pop into the Alderman meeting and I would say hi to her. She ignored me.
And so she's not in any way on the board.
She was on the TIF committee.
The TIF committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
But backing up just a little bit of backstory here, I kept seeing her and I kept saying, hi, Jennifer. I'd see her at the school board forum. She was the moderator. She was the one that was asking the questions. And I was like, hi. She ignored me. And I was like, you can't even say hi to me. Like you got a lot of commission from my house that I sold.
Right.
You can't even say hi. Like it was weird. And it was almost like as if I was in Kansas City. So she didn't think that I was like connected with Smithville maybe.
Right.
And so she was like, I don't know. It just, you could just tell she didn't want anything to do with me kind of thing. It was weird. So I stopped saying hi to her. I was like, okay, I don't know what this is about, but she's not communicating with me. So I'm going to stop communicating with her. Well, I kept getting into the politics side of things, kept going to the alderman meeting, kept doing everything. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, I decide, well, I need to go down to Clay County Courthouse and see what's going on at the county. I got to teach myself what's going on down there. Mm-hmm. So there was a new Clay County commissioner. So I thought, I'm going to go watch him, you know, what is it called when you get, when you put your hand on the Bible and you get sworn in.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I'm going to go watch him get sworn in. I shook his hand. I said, wow, this is great to be here. I was in the courtroom. It was just kind of like proud to be an American moment, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. of watching everybody get sworn in. And
yeah.
I thought, okay, well,
that's great.
This is what's happening down here at the courthouse. Jennifer's sitting in the audience and she looks up at me. Well, I didn't say anything because why? She's been ignoring me. So why would I say anything? And she says, Christine. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, now I'm in the county courthouse. She wants to say, hi, Jennifer. How are you doing? But now I'm starting to read people a little bit more and I know something's going on. I just don't know what it is. And so as I started diving deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, I think there's a huge connection with who she brings into Smithville. Mm-hmm. And I think she's brought in some other investors. And by the paper trail, it looks like there's some connections to everything, but illegal, above the law.
Yes.
It's not illegal. So I am not saying that that's kind of stuff is illegal, but there's a lot of favors and a lot of, okay, you're in the alderman seat, you're in the mayor's seat. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And when 5 out of 6 aldermen keep saying yes, it's an investor's dream.
Oh, absolutely it is. And, you know, this could be for another show and we can do this, you know, off air, so to speak. But I would not be surprised if the investor above her is connected. And I'm not going to call it a cabal, but it kind of is a real estate cabal that's not just in Smithville. It's not just in Kansas City. It's not just in Missouri. It's literally across the United States. And there's about 3 humongous investors that are gobbling up the small towns and paying mayors. No, they're not paying them.
They're buying their houses.
Correct.
So and they're putting them up in apartments that may or may not be paying rent.
Correct. Correct. I mean, there was things like this that happened around here. Mm-hmm. And we have some really great mayors. But when it comes to real estate and these apartments popping up, what you're telling me, you need to pay very close attention to what happens next.
Oh, like a hawk. Mm-hmm. Like a hawk. I mean, and I'm talking about it more and more because I've followed the paper trail. Why it's caught my attention of this investor and that investor, I have no idea other than the simple fact that I want to protect my small rural town.
Correct.
I want to protect our public schools. I want to speak up for the elderly. And yeah, I know growth is going to happen. Make sure our infrastructure is in place, our sewer, our water, our roads. I've toured all of those in Smithville. And do you know what baffled me when I took my tour with the city administrator?
What was that?
In the water treatment plant, in the maintenance facility, they did not even have women's bathrooms.
Say that again. Say that again.
All this happening in Smithville, they are not protecting the infrastructure, the water, the sewer, the roads,
all of
the
that.
Basics.
Right, right, the
and
basics.
And I took a tour with the city administrator. She was kind enough to give me a tour. And when I took a tour, I found out they didn't even have a woman's bathroom in the maintenance facility. In fact, they know that I'm vocal and that I speak up. So they actually said, Christine, I want to show you something. And I'm like, you know, I'm like this with my notepad. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yeah, tell me more, you know, because I want to research, learn, find out what I don't know. And they flung open the bathroom with the urinals. And I blushed, and the woman that was in the maintenance facility also blushed.
Why would they not have a women's bathroom? Unless, is this going to be a unisex bathroom? Like just a one bathroom?
My opinion of why they don't have a woman's bathroom is because they don't have the money. The aldermen, the mayor are not allocating the funds to the resources we need within our city infrastructure. It's not their fault. It's the city alderman and mayor's fault for not allocating the right tax dollars to basic necessities like women's bathrooms.
So are the women just going to have to go into the bathroom with the urinals?
They do.
And so that's another thing that we're seeing going on is that it might not be happening in a small town, but in the bigger the town, they're making unisex bathrooms so that they just, maybe it's money. You know, that they just have one. Maybe it's also that you don't offend people. But that's interesting.
It's an old bathroom. I don't think they're that progressive.
Okay, okay.
And that definitely is another conversation that I could go down a rabbit hole with you on. But
think it's just money.
It's been there a while. I know it is. You want to know why else? Because the maintenance old gentleman, he was nicer than all can be. I said, well, I'm running for alderman. This was, you know, April, I'm running for alderman. And is there anything that, you know, you need, you know? And he looks at me and he goes, well, he's like, you're the first person that's asked me that. Nobody usually comes in here and visits me. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, sir, but what do you need? It's a wish list. Mm-hmm, I said, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but tell me what you wish for and let's see what happens. And he says, well, we need a new tractor. And I said, okay, tell me more. And he goes, the average hour of a tractor that we have for the city, or any tractor, and any tractor person can tell you this, is about 4,500 hours at the most, 4,000, 4,500 hours. I said, well, how many hours does your tractor have, sir? Over 8,000.
Oh, wow.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah, that's really
He's antiquated. Putting his life and the crew's putting their lives at war every single day. So you tell me why we're approving TIFs, why we're allocating dollars to developers, why we're saying yes, yes, yes to everything. We don't even have the basic necessities in our town to even have that kind of influx of population and all the stuff that comes with it. So I care about the maintenance crew. I care about our first responders. I care about our teachers. I care so much about just the basic infrastructure. They get all that in place and everything's hunky-dory and things are then okay. I could probably digest the approvals of some things a little bit more. Like our mayor has approved so many cement sidewalks, which some are warranted because I have some friends that are in wheelchairs. So some of them are definitely warranted, right? But not 6 foot sidewalks for his bikes. He's a biker and he owns a bike shop.
Okay.
And he does cycling stuff. I don't know what the measurements are on normal sidewalks, but I didn't think they were 6 feet. I'm 6 feet tall.
Got it.
So, I mean, aren't they like 4 feet? So we're spending a lot of money on
sidewalks.
Sidewalks.
Right, but not the water infrastructure.
Right.
Got it.
So it's chapping my hide a little bit, and it's making me speak up about other things. And then, of course, I've started a tax audit. I'm supposed to get like 1,000 signatures. I think I only have like 20, so that's not going too well.
That would be a hard one, I think, for people
to
want to sign.
But that's my next thing. So yes. I'm going to try to get 1,000 signatures because we need to know, well, where's the money going then?
Right.
What's happening with the money? And they audited the school district and they audited the fire department. And I'm like, you guys audited the wrong facility. You need to audit the city.
Yeah. Audit where the money's going in and going out and going in and going out. So have you noticed with all of these choices that you've been making to try to, you know, bring awareness to what's really going on, how are people in your town treating you? Any different? The same? Have they noticed?
Oh, my head's on the chopping block every single day. They've created a Facebook page against me, Citizens Against Christine Bunch. They've done all kinds of horrible things. But the good news is I'm a survivor of domestic violence and I don't give a fuck.
Right. Well, there you go.
Excuse me, but I don't. I've been through worse.
Somebody like you.
I've been through it. They have no idea what I've survived. This is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely nothing, because you want to know something? I got the fire under me. I've got God in my heart and I want to do the right thing. So if I do something wrong, I'll be the first to raise my, I probably shouldn't have said that. Or I'll go up to somebody and say, hey man, I'm sorry. You know, I shouldn't have said that. I was passionate about this and I didn't mean it. It's nothing. Please forgive me. So like, if I have done something, I will be the first to say, I'm sorry. And ask for forgiveness. So I'm not walking around thinking like I'm perfect by any means, because I'm passionate. Sometimes passionate people say things.
Well, that's true. But passionate people have to be the one that makes change. Yeah. Or in your case, it's protecting what's already there from the change.
Well, these investors coming in, they are there to do one thing, and that's to make money. They 100%. Are not.
They don't care about your town.
They don't care. They don't care about building roots. So I had an Era Brockovich moment.
You did.
Yes, I did. and I didn't mean to intentionally. It's the person that I'm advocating for. She actually started calling me. Okay, Aaron. Okay,
that's
Aaron.
Cute. That's good. That's good.
I'm like,
that's
okay. Good. Well, you know, if you remember in the movie, you know what she did? She started writing letters when she needed answers because she wasn't finding it. Now, granted, that's probably prehistoric, before internet and all that stuff. But still, sometimes you can't get the answers. And so there was this woman that was on a lot of the deeds that I was starting to research as the bank. And her name is Jamie Pryor. And so I said, okay, well, are they scandaling her out of money? Like, that's kind of like, I thought, oh my gosh, I see these assignment of rents with the bank and I see this and I see that. And then oh my gosh, is that a shell company? And oh my gosh, is that a shell bank? It just went away. Poof. Like it did. Like I'm seeing all kinds of stuff, and that's another podcast in itself, but it's crazy how I followed some of those things that just disappeared. But I thought, well, Jamie Pryor, that's a person. Like, hopefully she's not being bamboozled, and let me write her a letter. So I did.
Oh, now did you actually take a pen?
Yes.
To paper?
Yes.
It wasn't an email. It was actually an actual. Okay. Okay. Can you guarantee somebody in Smithville will get that?
No. Get this. First of all, it was J-A-M-I. So I knew it was a woman, right?
Got it.
But I also have a friend named Jamie, and he spells his name J-A-M-I-E. I was like, well, we'll just see. Anyway, I wrote her a letter. It was in Paradise Valley, Arizona. I used to live out there.
Oh, wow.
I used to work for the Phoenix Suns back in 1997.
A coincidence, maybe, you think?
God. Yeah. Like I knew the crossroads. I knew this, that, and the other. So I could talk in the letter that I wrote to her that I used to work out there for the Phoenix Suns, that I know the cross streets, Paradise Valley. I used to live in Scottsdale, blah, blah, blah. Tried to be personal in my letter. And she calls me. She's like, I got your letter. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I had to sit down. My heart was palpitating. I didn't know if she was going to chew me out.
Wow. Yeah. You don't know.
Be nice to me or whatever. Well, she shared with me that she's invested over $5 million in Smithville. and she's received back $4.5 million, and she's only needing another $500,000. I was like, oh, yeah, from the land that I'm advocating for, probably, hun. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
So I advocated so hard on that one that that's the one that's in litigation. And Jamie Pryor recently foreclosed on that land. They didn't get to go do their single family and multi family development under that structure. Now, we know you can flip script faster than a pancake,
right?
And put a new LLC and new investors and whatever. But under that entity and how it was arranged that way, that's no longer the way it is because she called the note and then resold it to somebody else. So, yeah, which is very interesting. That real estate agent, of course, we did our research and they said, well, you know, we can sell this land to you, but, you know, per the city. And we're like, hang on, the city, isn't this a private land? What would the city have to do with it? Well, they still want it developed.
Wow.
Hold the front door. You're telling me the city's telling you, real estate agent, that you're selling this land, that the city still wants it developed. That's interesting. You'll be a great witness.
Wow. Wow.
So anyway, so I'm talking about the investors that you were talking about that are coming into town. I posted often that out of state investors are infiltrating our town and bulldozing our town. I'm taking pictures of bulldozing happening with these 6-foot sidewalks. I talked to this resident recently, and 6-foot sidewalks, 4-foot grass, so 10 feet going into her front lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I lost my train of thought. I apologize.
Well, I would love to know the next time that we talk, when you go back and research and follow the trail to know if these investors are one of the 2 or 3 that's buying up all of the United States. I would love to know. And knowing you, you're going to research this. There's somebody above her.
Yes.
And it'll be interesting to see who that is.
Yes. At my alderman forum, she was the moderator.
Okay.
And she came up to me afterwards. Well, I told her, thank you. I mean, you did a great job moderating. Thank you. She had it on Facebook or Zoom or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I said, can you send me the link? And she says, oh, we're not going to do that. I said, oh, I must have done a good job.
Right, right. You're not getting the link.
Yeah, you're not getting the link. But anyway, she told me that she's taking her kids out of public schools and putting them into private. Mm-hmm. And I thought right there, somebody's pulling her string to get out of what she's doing because I'm making such a stink.
Right.
Identifying this, that, and the other. Because when somebody else is higher than you, they're going to tell you to stop doing what you're doing. Oh, during my election, she's the one that actually sunshine lawed all my emails that I've ever written to the city.
That's interesting.
And I was like, I'm glad.
There's some
of those emails that I need.
Yes. So did you get a copy of that?
I did. I
so
did.
She and got that's a copy. You got a copy.
And that's when I learned about sunshine laws. Get this. She even went publicly and started saying that there was like over 1,400 emails, like making me look crazy for emailing the city so much.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, this will be interesting. How many emails? It was like 317. Now, a lot in the last 5 years. I'm not going to say, but
so that was 317, not in a month or a year.
No,
you're talking over
5 years. And that was dialogue back and forth. I'm an advocate for domestic violence survivors. Mm-hmm. So I contact the police when I need them.
And that was part of the sunshine.
Yes.
Okay.
And I needed some of those emails.
Got it.
Some of those emails. I mean, I needed them because I needed them for proof. I'm writing a book too.
Got it.
And so some of that stuff that happens in small rural towns. Unfortunately, law enforcement doesn't want to write domestic violence reports. Right,
right. Right.
So when she did the emails, I was like, yes, let me have some of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I found some stuff in there. But anyway, it's never a bad thing when somebody does research. I just didn't know about sunshine law. Mm-hmm. So Jennifer Lange Justice, that's why another reason why she's on my radar is because, well, why are you so interested in me?
Right.
You're the one with 100 plus properties. Like something's going on. And I bet you're right, Lizzie, that it's connected. I just
I talk about this again, it's all connected. It's not just, it's not in Smithville. It's just not in Kansas City. It's not just in Missouri.
Oh.
This is what we talk about on our show since we're a national podcast. Gosh. They're all connected.
And has this always existed?
Yes, but not to such this degree. It's been really exasperated over the last 2 years or so, but it's probably been going on maybe a decade. But they changed. You hit the nail on the whatever that metaphor is. I'm drawing a blank.
Right.
But you're right on to something.
Wow.
And you just don't know what the end of it is yet.
Right.
I've kind of been where you were doing the deep dives. And once you start going down that rabbit hole, and I'm not talking about crazy, you know, UFO stuff, that kind of thing. I'm talking about tangible things. You can go down a rabbit hole. Once you start going down it, you can't let it go, because what you said, what is right is right. What is wrong is wrong. And so in Smithville, you are going to find your people, but the people that do want justice and to find out what is right, they're going to become your people. There's two different kinds of people that you're going to offend. And that's the ones that don't make waves. Just don't make waves. Let it go just the way it's going to go. Just let it go that way. And you're going to offend the people that are doing wrong.
Right.
Justice is what you're looking for, basically. Yes. And it's going to be hard, but you need fighters. We need fighters. If there's ever been a time in this world we've needed fighters, it's now, because you're going to learn this is connected. This is not just a Smithville.
Well, I'm a survivor, so I'm a fighter and I'm a warrior. I'm an SHS warrior.
Love it.
So that was our mascot. And I bought this shirt the other day from a little boutique in town that says Warriors versus All Y'all.
That is perfect. Yeah. What a great motto to have to live your life by.
Oh, yeah. I wore it on the way here.
That's wonderful.
I wore it on the way. And there's a whole story behind that when I'll tell you one day too. But Jay Ashcroft did a presentation recently that I was blessed to be a part of with the Federated Republican Women of Platte County. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
I was a guest there and then I joined. My friend got me up there and Allie McLean, she's actually running for mayor.
That is wonderful.
So, yes.
Anyway, wonderful. Well, and Jay will do. He really is getting involved in things. He's going to be on our show again. He's on about once a month, a couple days from now.
Okay.
That he really wants to get stuff done.
Yes.
And he does. Some people originally won't like him because they knew of his dad and they just think he's a long-term political guy. Mm-hmm. He's not his dad, although his dad was fine. Yeah. He really wants to do what's right as well.
Yeah. He talked to me.
That's great. That's great.
I mean, like little old me, I stood up and asked a question.
Yes.
Because he writes the Missouri Secretary of State. So when I am doing these, well, let's see, do I have one in front of me? See, like right here. So this is, and I will talk about this one before we, So like when he signs anything, if you can see
I can see it.
Yeah. So I stood up and asked him, I said, okay, so when I researched the Missouri Secretary of State website and these companies, these LLCs that are being formed and everything that they're doing, are there shell companies? And I mean, I knew that, but I wanted to hear it from him because he's the one signing it. So, and it's legal. Again, this is where they're getting the little hook. It's not illegal what they're doing.
Correct. It's not illegal what they're doing.
They can recreate another LLC at a moment's notice.
They can.
And so, anyway, and then there was another gentleman there. I forgot his name. I think he's running for a representative, but he was like shaking his head. And I was like, oh my gosh, when I was asking my question, I was like, they actually hear me. They actually understand and I'm actually it's validating what I'm finding and getting behind. So of course I continue researching and continue understanding, but it felt good that he heard me. He didn't say they're shell companies by any stretch of the mean, but everybody was like shaking their head.
Correct. Because they don't necessarily have to be shell companies. It could be just an additional one they made, which some people call as a shell company, but that's what's been going on. And shell companies have been going on for years. It's just picking up steam in small towns now.
There was this one that I can go through the whole binder book with you, but like the registered agent dropped off after they bought a piece of property in Smithville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you buy a piece of property, you don't have your registered agent on there. You're going to get a letter that states, put your registered agent on there or this company will dissolve. That's music to somebody's ears that just bought a piece of property and where'd that money come from?
Right.
And then the other thing, I don't know how much time we have, but the other thing that chaps my hide is this assignment of rent stuff. Why are banks taking a deed and then doing an assignment of rents? That's a cash advance on a deed. I get that. Money started somewhere. Now they've got the deed. They do an assignment of rents and they take that cash and put it in an escrow account and go buy another piece of property in Smithville down the street. And it looks like a cash deal. It looks like this guy has all kinds of money when all he did was just cash advance a deed. It's like, I call that monopoly money.
It is monopoly money. It is. All right. Well, we're down to just about, we're under 5 minutes. This has gone by really fast. So what is something that you haven't talked about or something that you have, but you want to really emphasize it?
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm going to circle it back to this TIF. Okay. I protested. I had picket lines, five of us. There wasn't a lot of us. But I'm really hoping that our Smithville School District gets the funds it needs instead of these allocation funds going to the developer. I don't know how that's going to be. Is the school district going to have to get a lawyer involved? Maybe. And I just hope that the schools are taken care of, because doing the math and the numbers, mm-hmm. the school was going to be losing out plus or minus about $70,000 per year. Wow. And it has to come from their budget.
Okay.
So why can't the developer, you know, I actually ran into one of the developers the other day, mm-hmm. and I know we don't have much time. His name's Carlos Lipe. He was very nice to me. Very, 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 very nice to me. He asked me what I had against him. And I said, well, nothing personally, sir. And I was like, in fact, thanks for shaking my hand. But take care of our schools. Can mm-hmm. you give the schools $100,000 extra dollars a year over these next 20 years of the TIF? And he said that even the banks are probably going to have a hard time even approving it the way that it is.
Right.
So if the banks are going to have a hard time approving it the way that it is, and he can't give money to the schools and that sort of thing, maybe they shouldn't do it.
Yeah, maybe they shouldn't.
They shouldn't do it.
They should really be thinking about that.
They should really be thinking about that, because there's a lot of eyes on it. Hopefully have drawn a little bit of attention to the TIF. But I love Smithville. It is my hometown. And when I was in California, I always talked so highly about Smithville. And I love the people. I love the school. I've been a small business owner in Smithville. And I'm happy to be running for alderman again. Whether I win or lose, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to be in the same seats. If I'm an alderman, I'll be behind helping change the laws and ordinances. And if not, I'll just be on the other side, still doing my 3-minute, podium presentation. So
you're going to keep fighting the good fight either way.
Either way.
Well, I am so glad that you were here today and honored that you asked me to be on your second show. So I hope on the way back, that on your way home, you don't run into any more tires. No more tires.
Oh my gosh. So, that was awful.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for being here. And thank you again for me being with you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. I love the music.